God bless you. I want to just share with you this revelation from the Lord I got recently, about a month or so ago. I had this dream, and it was just such a word for all of us. And God showed me that many of us are in a place of base camp, that you're in a base camp season of your life. And you might be wondering, like, what is base camp? It was so strong what I saw in this dream. The Lord showed me we're at a base camp position. A base camp is where mountain climbers go before they make their highest ascent. And so there's a traversing of land and landscape to get to base camp. And then that's where you go and you camp out before you go to the more rigorous, the most dangerous, the riskiest, the highest points, the highest peaks of the mountains. So let's just take Mount Everest, for example, because I'm preaching to you about where you are in your life with God. There are two base camps, primary base camps for Mount Everest. And this is where you'll see people basically set up tent cities during the times of year that are most favorable to climbing Mount Everest, which is the highest peak on the planet. And so they're going into arduous territory. They're going into a place that is quite harsh. In fact, base camp is where you are, that is just below where, if you go above that level, your body begins to decay. Oh, this is where I need to bless somebody. So God has you in a place right now where you are preparing to go in a place that is so dangerous that your body is going to die. Come on. I'm telling you, this is the dying of the Lord Jesus. So the Lord says in the scriptures that we bear about in our body the dying of the Lord Jesus, so that life may come into others. Come on. It says, so that death may work in us and life in you. Paul writing to the Corinthians. And so for some of us, we're looking for revival. Well, revival is death. Revival is a time when you're going higher in God. Mountains represent worship. And so to go higher on a mountain from my dream means to go higher in worship. And worship is sacrifice. So to go higher in the mountain means to go higher in your sacrifice. It means to go into deeper places of offering yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Listen to what it says in Psalm 24. It says, glory to God. Get into it now. It says, who may ascend into the hill of the Lord in verse 3? Or who may stand in his holy place? Verse 4 says, he who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully, he will receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is Jacob, the generation who seek him, who seek your face. Selah. Those who seek the Lord are those who are purified. They are those who give themselves over to be a living sacrifice. And so many of us are at a base camp. We're being prepared for greater sacrifice. We're being prepared for greater levels of dying to the Lord's will. We're being put in a Gethsemane. Oh, bless the Holy Ghost. Gethsemane was Jesus's base camp. It was before God was going to lift him up as a sacrifice for the world. Jesus had to first go into the Garden of Gethsemane, where he says his soul was troubled. Oh, God. And he felt like he was troubled go unto death. So he discerned his body was at a place where it didn't want to die. Oh, and so he had to go into base camp position and pray and seek the Lord, seek his face, and begin to ask of the Lord's will and declare, not my will, but your will be done. So in base camp, it's where you're proclaiming to the Lord, I know it's going to hurt. Oh, I know it's going to be uncomfortable. I know it's going to be unusual. I know that the conditions are going to be harsh. I know that there are parts of this journey that are going to be painful. I know it's going to be costly. I know this is a journey most people won't make, just like most people won't climb Everest. I know I'm in a remnant season. I know I'm in a remnant position. I know I'm among those who are more radically surrendered to the Lord, and I'm not going to compare myself to them. I'm going to go to where I'm called. I'm being called higher. And so I'm coming to base camp. And let me tell you what happens at base camp. Base camp is where the mountain climbers, they eat. They eat and they acclimate to the new environment. Glory to God. Before they go to the elevations where their bodies will begin to decay. Come on, somebody. Just by virtue of the environment, the harshness of it, the lack of oxygen and the temperatures and the wind. Come on. The bitter cold. It causes their bodies to decay. Before they go and do that kind of ascension, they first nourish themselves with a balanced diet. They find protein. Come on, somebody. They eat vegetables. Glory to God. They eat foods that are going to cause their bodies to be strengthened in the unseen. In the inner man, they're being strengthened. Oh, somebody bless the Lord. God's strengthening your inner man in the base camp. So God says, don't emerge too early. You need to take your time. You need to stay in base camp and prepare. Acclimate yourself to the lack of oxygen. Acclimate yourself to a higher level of attack from the evil one. Acclimate yourself where your body cannot be relied upon. Somebody needs to hear the Lord. God is calling some of us to such a level of prayer and fasting that we're putting our bodies on the line so that we can see him better, so we can get higher in God. Higher means to get closer. Higher means to hear him better. Higher means to be more obedient. Higher means to walk with more anointing. Higher means to walk in greater obedience unto the Lord because your love for him has grown. You're putting yourself on the line because you see his value and his beauty. You know he's worthy. So God wants you to be at base camp. Base camp is where they set up tents. God is so good. Tents represent houses of worship. The tent of meeting. Glory to God. The tent is where the Holy Spirit resides. Job prays, glory to God, about how the counsel of the Lord was in his tent, in his dwelling place. He's talking about the presence of God. And so God is calling you to a place of communion, a holy of holies experience. God is saying, get closer to me. Spend more time with me. Take time to hear my voice. Pray, worship me in spirit and truth. Sit at my feet like Mary did and hear my words. Glory to God. This is the principal thing of life. God puts you in a base camp season so that you can sit with him, hear his words, get fed, get nourishment with the manna from on high, the word of God, and get prepared to go higher in the Lord where conditions are bitter. Come on. Think about what the apostolic level of anointing undergoes. They were killed, all of them except John. Come on, somebody. Peter, do you love me? Feed my sheep. Peter, do you love me? Feed my lamb. Peter, there's going to be a time they're going to take you where you would not go. Oh, but you got to know that this is part of the plan. They're going to put your body on a cross like me, and that's going to be part of the plan, Peter. You've got to allow yourself to walk in such great measure that you become so targeted by the evil one that your life now becomes nothing to you. It's all about serving me and loving me and walking with me. Walk with me, Peter. Follow me, said the Lord. Follow me. Follow me. Follow me. If you want to follow the Lord, you want to be like Moses on the mountaintop 40 days and 40 nights. It's going to take sacrifice. But right now in base camp, God's preparing you for it. God's showing you who he is. He's giving you the trigger to go higher. He's showing you his beauty in the tent. He's showing you his goodness in the tent. In the tent, you're protecting yourself from outer influences, because outside the tent, it's still not the most pleasurable environment. And so you're in the tent. You're isolating yourself to be with the Lord. There are times now refreshing in the spirit God has called you to prepare you for the ascent he has for you in Christ. But you've got to get into the tent and submit yourself to the worship of the Lord, to seeing the Lord. This is Jacob, the generation that seeks you, that seeks your face. Selah. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in the base camp. Climbing Everest should not be your goal. Being on the summit should not be your goal. It's being with the one who made the mountain. That should be your goal. Going where Jesus is going. Climbing where Jesus is climbing. Reaching where Jesus is reaching. Loving where Jesus is loving at the highest levels of sacrifice. The love of Jesus was proclaimed with the greatest of sacrifices. And so if you want to proclaim the love of Jesus in higher and greater measure and more accuracy, you need to take on more sacrifice. To live is Christ, to die is gain. You can't lose by dying for Christ. The ones who will try to save their lives will lose it, but those who lose their lives for my sake and the kingdom, they will save it. That's the word of the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for Base Camp, for home base, a place that we can settle into you. I pray that you settle, strengthen, and establish us, as you wrote in 1 Peter. Strengthen, settle, and establish us at Base Camp in the name of the Lord. Because even after we suffer a little while, you're going to establish us. We're going to be established. We're going to ascend to the hill of the Lord. We're going to go in higher, greater measures of sacrifice and offering our lives to you, to be beautiful like you are in the earth, to shine like Moses' face shone because he spent so much time with the Lord. That is how we're going to operate. We're going to live this unusual lifestyle. A lot of people aren't going to want to do this, and that's okay, God. But this is because they don't understand the value of being in such closeness with you and bearing about in our body the dying of the Lord Jesus. God, I pray that we'll boast in our infirmities only like Paul did. He learned that the fellowship of your sufferings is where it's at. Teach us how to do this, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I proclaim Base Camp anointing on you now in Jesus' name. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. I pray if you want to minister to us by sowing a seed, you go to faithfireworldwide.com. You can minister to us that way. You can fund this ministry and our international ministry, Crusades and Revivals, also our outreach ministry here in the Triad area of North Carolina. And we are donor supported and we rely on donors. So would love for you to sow into this ministry if you feel led to do that. But if you just want to connect with us, you can sign up for our text alerts by texting 55498 to the word faithfire, one word, 55498. That's the number to text the word Faith Fire, and you'll be up for our text alerts. And you can sign up for our email newsletter at faithfireworldwide.com as well. You can find everything at linktree/faithfire. And we praise God for you. Until next time, bye-bye.